A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. Now it's time for a Spotlight Star Wars with your host, Ken Knapsack.
Here we are, Spotlight Star Wars episode 128, and we are recording this late in the day on a Mother's Day here in the United States of these Americas, and I am happy to be here with you all, and we definitely want to pay respects to the mothers, the Star Wars universe, both the characters and the mothers out there in the fandom, and all of your mothers, whether you're a mother or not. I am not. I'm not even a parent. I don't feel qualified to really go into that conversation. Jennifer Landa, of course, brings that perspective to the Four Center team, and we love that perspective. And I think over time we'll talk about that. The mothers of Star Wars specifically is something we're really interested in getting into on Four Center, and of course having more. It's no secret that there are a lot of fathers and father issues in Star Wars, and well, they're wonderful. They're great storytelling, and fathers are important. Glad they're there. Never going to take away from the fathers of Star Wars, but the mothers of Star Wars, sometimes, you know, they're the ones dying early. They're the ones being, you know, the inspiration for what's to come, which, by the way, is okay. That's part of storytelling, and it speaks to the power of mothers. And when you lose mothers, yeah, that's something that's felt. In fact, I know a lot of people are probably struggling with that here on this day. You can probably find some comfort in that too in Star Wars. Jyn Erso, Anakin Skywalker, Luke and Leia. Luke and Leia again with their adoptive parents or guardians, the Organas for Leia, of course, Uncle Owen, Aunt Beru. No doubt that Aunt Beru, really a mother for Luke, and losing her was a loss there. So Star Wars and mothers, you can approach it from many different angles. The angle I'm going to be talking about and talking from here on Spotlight Star Wars, because this is my monologue from me to you about Star Wars, is my own. So again, not a mother, don't have kids even, unless you count my PlayStation 4, which it needs a nap right now. I, though, am a son. I do have a mother, fortunate enough to have my mother around. And it's so interesting because she's not a Star Wars fan. Never was a Star Wars fan, but I didn't know that growing up. You couldn't tell. She always encouraged my love of Star Wars. Still does. Even if she doesn't fully understand it, she knows I love it. And as I am on the cusp and eve of releasing my first book, Why We Love Star Wars, which you can pre-order if you want, but let's not get it to a commercial now. She's so excited for that and has been one of the, leaders of the ground promotions team, the street team, if you were, if this is a radio station. She is taking postcards, little sale cards of the books to her exercise class. She's encouraged. She teaches senior citizen exercise classes and getting them to buy the book for their grandkids and kids too. We're Star Wars fans, and it's great to see her embrace that and support that. It's been a lot of fun. And again, because she's not a huge Star Wars fan at all, I can't recall the last time she saw one of the movies. She did not accompany me and my father and my sister and my nephew at the time to go see The Force Awakens when I was up in my hometown after it was released. And I think after Christmas, I think it was up there during that time, 2015, on a little break from working with Screen Junkies. And, we went to see Force Awakens. And my mom's like, yeah, you know, you go. I'm good. I think she watched my little niece at the time there. So there was great purpose in that. But growing up, I didn't feel that. Like I said, she was there for me, encouraging me and supportive of my love of Star Wars, my obsession with Star Wars, toys, the playing with it. She didn't think weird, didn't think it was weird, at least she didn't let me know, that her son would go out in the backyard that we were fortunate enough to have and use trees and palm trees that were like at a side angle so I could ride them like speeder bikes or hang from them like it was a skiff and I was over the Sarlacc pit. I had a treehouse that was on the ground, big treehouse we got from another family. We took the base off, the stilts off, then put it on the ground, and it kind of looked like a turret to me on Hoth. And she didn't think anything of it. Of her son roaming around more often than not, by himself, just playing Star Wars. The figures and the toys, they were all there. And we grew up, well, looking back, lower middle class. Again, I wasn't really aware of that. My parents did a great job of giving me and my sister a really nice existence and upbringing and comfortable life, despite any struggles that might have been going on. And every Christmas, there was one or two Star Wars things there. So I felt encouraged. I felt supported. And a time where that wasn't as, a popular thing to do, play with Star Wars. Yeah, later on, I became interested in sports, and they were always encouraging there, my parents. But my mother just let this little, wonderfully weird kid play Star Wars by himself. And I'd ask all the questions, and she didn't have the answers. But I didn't know that. She just would let me play. And this is, again, the 80s. And I was raised in a kind of a conservative home, which was great. I don't begrudge that at all. But it did mean a lot of my toys at some point became scrutinized. Some of my interests curbed, not necessarily just from her, but some peers and all those kind of things. That's a different podcast and a different conversation. So she wasn't a huge fan of, say, He-Man with its demons and its ghouls. G.I. Joe, all right. It was violent, though. Transformers, the same thing. Robotech, she didn't dig into, though characters did die before my eyes. But there was a lot of things that, yeah, comic books. I had to be careful of what I brought to the house. And there was a little bit of scrutiny. Never was the case with Star Wars. While I wasn't allowed to see a lot of movies in the 80s, like Gremlins, because those were little devils. You couldn't do that. Horror movies, all those kind of things, which still dominates my taste. I don't like a lot of those things, because I just wasn't raised with them. You know? If two characters on screen kissed for too long and with mouths too open, well, that was not allowed. But Han and Leia, the passionate kiss, or two, totally allowed. In fact, I remember opening up a pack of Return of the Jedi trading cards circa 1983 and going through them, hoping I'd get something cool like Luke with a green lightsaber, Palpatine, or the Emperor as we knew him there, and of course Darth Vader and the ships and the rebels and Han and Chewie and Leia. Oh, I got all those. But I got a great card. Some of you might have got that card too, or you can pick it up now at a collector shop or online. It's the card of Han and Leia sharing a kiss. I'm not sure if C-3PO or Wicket are looking on in the picture on the card, but it is a real passionate kiss between Han and Leia. I was young and I kind of remember going, oh, whoa, what are they doing? My mom just said Han and Leia love each other and they're showing each other. She encouraged that too. So on this Mother's Day, as my whole life, and let's face it, career, has pretty much become based around Star Wars, something I love, something I will never give up, I want to give a special thanks to my mother, who never stopped me from loving Star Wars. It's pretty amazing that this is what I get to do. This is what we all get to do. That we get to go to Star Wars Celebration and celebrate this franchise. I can write some silly little words in a silly little book. We can read books, we can read comics, we can watch TV shows, animated or not. More movies, more movies, more movies. This is why I still love it. It all goes back to that feeling. 7 and 8, staring out into the world and connecting with this franchise. My mother, who didn't understand it, my mother, who still doesn't understand it, making sure that my love for it was there, that it was present. That when I turned the corner at the store aisle and my eyes bulged at the wall of Star Wars figures, she did her best, along with my father, of course, to make sure I could get a small piece and take some of that joy home with me. So thanks, Mom, and thanks all those mothers out there who are fans, will always be fans, who are encouraging your children to either carry on the love of Star Wars, or find their own love. Maybe it's not Star Wars. Maybe it's something else. And you're encouraging them too.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I love the mothers of Star Wars. I love the mothers in Star Wars and the mothers around the Star Wars. It's a valuable, valuable thing. Force Center, we'll make sure we'll talk more about it. Absolutely. It's a lot to dive into. I love reading about the mothers of Star Wars. I love reading recently that we finally got more Umbreha Organa. Madeline Rue wrote a great piece, Eclipse, in From a Certain Point of View. Claudia Gray, around the same time, they clearly shared some notes so they could be on the same page, wrote the most we've ever got on Umbreha Organa. And I love the study of what came from Padme and even Anakin into Leia's makeup, but what was put there? Put there by choice, by Bray Organa. Leia is the best in Star Wars, I think. I think she's the number one Star Wars character. Not necessarily, she's my top three, but you know, Han's my character. You might like Chewbacca, you might like Luke, you might like Anakin or Vader. There's a lot of choices. But I still look at Leia now as the story has gone on. Leia is the best in Star Wars. A mother herself. And I don't know if we'll get Leia and Ben Solo one final time. I wish we could. It just might not be possible because of the situation that went into making the film. Rest in peace, Carrie. But I think that's one of the big, final, powerful examples of the importance of motherhood in Star Wars. It's an underrated moment, I think, in Last Jedi when Kylo comes swooping in. Just can't do it. The profundity, the deck of the profundity. Excuse me, the deck of the Raddus. Oh my, good thing it's not trivia. The deck of the Raddus, named after Admiral Raddus, who commanded the profundity, is in Kylo Ren's sights, and he can't pull that trigger. That connection, no doubt, through the Force and enhanced by the Force, but also on some deeper, organic, raw, spiritual level. Kylo Ren, in that moment, he's Ben Solo, and he can't pull the trigger. It's a pretty powerful moment. Pretty powerful moment. So, that's my thoughts today on that. We're going to do a lot more about the mothers of Star Wars. We don't need a day, a holiday, to talk about mothers in Star Wars. They're always going to be there, and we're always going to be able to talk about it. And I just wanted to give my little note. And if you have a story out there, a story of how your mother influenced your love of Star Wars, helped foster your love of Star Wars, or just encourage something she didn't quite understand. We want to hear it here at Force Center. And if you yourself are a mother, talk about how you have found maybe a renewed love of Star Wars with your child. Maybe you're new. Maybe Force Awakens came around and Star Wars wasn't something you were familiar with. Yeah, it was something there in your conscious, your pop culture conscious soul. But not something you were particularly into, but maybe your children are. Maybe you've been pulled in as well. It's a pretty fascinating angle, too. That might be possible. So if that's the case, too, write us. Write us here on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page and send us a message. Follow us on Twitter. Let us know. Use the hashtag Spotlight Star Wars. And if you're a patron supporter, reach out. Go to the Discord server. Send us a message. We'd love to share those stories, too, down the line. The mothers of Star Wars, inside and out. This week is a big week for me. As I mentioned, the book comes out scheduled for May 15th, 2019, depending on when you're listening to this. Imagine maybe 2 years from now, maybe you're listening to this episode. Why We Love Star Wars, The Great Moments and Built the Galaxy Far, Far Away. It is a solo endeavor, so I try to keep it, I don't want to burden the Force Center fans and crew with it, but it is something I'm excited for, and it's coming out. You can pre-order it right now, and look forward to meeting some of you live events with the book down the line, so stay tuned for that. You can go to KenNapsok.com for more information on that. Title page, the front page there will get you some links to get the book. I'm almost done with Master and Apprentice. It's taken me a while to read, not because of the book, just because of my life schedule, but it's been going great. We're almost done, and Joseph and I will do a review on it. We really want to dive into this one. There's a lot there. If you haven't read it, no spoilers here. Just to say that the book, written by Claudia Gray, really does a deep dive into not just the Force and the Jedi, what it means to be a Jedi, and there's a lot there, but it is the really interesting take on the relationships with the Jedis, the friendships, the mentorships, the apprenticeships between all these cast of characters, you know, that it's interesting to me that it, growing up, the Jedi, you know, you got to imagine, it's like your favorite sports team if you're a sports person. You grow up and you're like, hey, I like the Mets, so there's the Mets, and the Mets all get along, right? They're just a bunch of 25 players for working for one common goal. Then you grow up and you know that's not the case. And you read books, infighting, drama, and all that kind of stuff. Master and Apprentice starts to take a look, and I would not say starts as it's the first Star Wars content to do this. It's been there before, and the comics recently have done a lot of good stuff. But it's an interesting look. Let's just say that on those inner working relationships between Jedi, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, not necessarily being on the same page. Having to learn to respect each other, to have a deeper appreciation for each other. This Jedi Master Averroes, that's a new character for this book, helps shed some light onto the difficulties of having a Padawan, of being a mentor, and what you pass on, and how much Qui-Gon learned. He learned from Dooku both intentionally and unintentionally by things Dooku either did or said or did or did not believe in, depending on the time in his life. It's been a pretty fascinating take and an interesting, realistic look at the Jedi Order, which, again, I love this idea that we would think the Jedi are all working towards one common goal, except they are different personalities, unique individuals. Does the Jedi Order scrub that clean? Is that what they need to do to make you a successful Jedi? It seems as though the Jedi with big personalities are often on the outside looking in or at odds with the Jedi Council. I'm not going to say they're gray. I don't really love that term. I don't dislike it. I get it. I'm fascinated with that too. I just think you're either a Jedi or you're not. And gray Jedi often makes it seem like, they aren't Jedi anymore. They're not Sith, they're not dark side, but they're not Jedi. But does that make Ahsoka a great Jedi? I don't know. That's been one of the more fascinating ones to go into in the Clone Wars. Ahsoka and Anakin versus the rest of the council, which leads to Ahsoka's big decision, of course. But Claudia Gray, in typical Claudia Gray fashion, really, really focuses in on this. Some of the best stuff in the book is Dooku and Qui-Gon, and I can't wait to dive into that with Joseph and you all in upcoming episodes. But I want more of this. That's part of my Star Wars thoughts today here in Spotlight Star Wars. I want more. I want to see more Jedi sitting down across from each other, working out their problems, but having problems. It's really interesting to me. It's often thought that, yeah, the good guys, they're kind of the boring characters. Again, I go to pro wrestling, something that I've had a lot of experience in. And often when building storylines and building characters with your talent and your workers, it's often the bad guys, the heels, the villains that get more of the cool stuff to do. And I think that's sometimes the case in these big saga films and franchise films as well. We all want to look and kind of secretly root for the cool bad guy, but it's harder to be the good guy, even in story and out. And how do you make them interesting? There's conflict. There's those gray areas. There's turmoil in a lot of these villains. Dooku is a fascinating character, a grand stoic Jedi who did not want to be part of it anymore. And the reasons, though unclear until recently with some recent content, and I haven't read the audiobook yet, or listened to it, I should say, it's unclear, but now it's starting to come more into focus with Dooku, and I like it. I like that we always could, but now we can definitely see, also his point, because he does go Sith. He goes full bad, but if Dooku had just left the Jedi Order, gone back to Serrano and kind of ruled over there and took back his position of power and his family lineage, that in a way would have been fine to me. If he didn't start the Separatists too, but I would have understood. I still kind of not understand. I just understand how he got to that point. And that's what I've become really fascinated with recently with the Jedi. As a lot of you know, I love the war over the lore. I love the rebellion against the Empire. Resistance against the First Order, Separatists against the Republic. I just like the fighting, I guess. I don't know. No, I just think there's a lot of deeper themes there. But the Jedi have always seemed like the bland good guys in the robes to me. To me. I know that's not the case for everyone out there. So I love peeling back the layers, and I feel a lot of that going back including to the lead up to The Last Jedi. This is also why I love Luke's story. I love peeling back the layers and finding the conflict and the turmoil and the questions and the doubt within the Jedi. That doesn't always mean they end up in a black cape and a red lightsaber. No, no, no. I just like that they are people too, creatures too, individuals too. It's pretty fascinating. Qui-Gon Jinn over the years has become one of the more interesting characters, much like Dooku, because there seems to be something there. They're the good ones, at least Qui-Gon is. They're doing good things. It's wrapped up in some interesting, complicated layers. Claudia Gray really is taking that dive into it. So I encourage you to read that book, maybe finish it before Joseph and I really dive on in. And let me know your thoughts here on Spotlight Star Wars about what you like about seeing the Jedi Order in this light. Seeing the Jedi Order. Not always on the same page. I think it's pretty interesting. Maybe now we'll finally know where Coleman Trebor and Opal Rensis stand on big issues in the Jedi Order. That's it for this week. Thanks for letting me ramble. It's a monologue from me to you. That's what this show is. Spotlight Star Wars, 128 episodes going back to 2015. Maybe even more if you go back to Knapsack Files where this show originated. I need to have my coffee, and it's a late day. I've been traveling a lot. Thank you to anyone who's seen me recently at some of the live events, whether it be for the Schmodown or the comedy shows I do with Mark Ellis. Be in Houston for the upcoming week. And we're going to talk about it on the main show, but I ran into some people like Eric Tassoni, his wife Melanie, out there in San Francisco. And it was great to see them. Great to look out from a stand-up comedy stage and see a Force Center Speculate Responsibly t-shirt on. So Eric, thank you for that. That is that for now. That is this week. Short show as I get back into the swing of things. big stuff coming this week for Force Center. Big look at Phantom Menace, Special Data Bank Brawl, and a lot of those things. 20 years of the Phantom Menace. Pretty crazy. That's it. We'll see y'all. See you next time on Spotlight Star Wars.
Thanks for listening to Spotlight Star Wars on Force Center. Follow us on Twitter at Force Center Pod and follow Ken online, including Twitch, at Ken Knapsack. Consider supporting Force Center on Patreon at patreon.com/ForceCenter. Go to forcecenterpod.podomatic.net for more information and use the hashtag Spotlight Star Wars to join the conversation. Until next time, this has been Spotlight Star Wars on Force Center.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.